Good morning. Now it's better. It's 10:50 a.m. on, what is this? This is Thursday, December the 2nd, 2021. Oh, shoot. I still haven't done my end of month review or beginning of the month preview, whichever way you want to look at it. I should have to try to remember to do that when I get home. There's not a lot to report. That's one of the problems. If I had a lot of stuff going on, then it would be, oh yeah, okay, yeah, it's bang, bang, bang. Unfortunately, that just isn't the case. Honestly, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. I don't really want to talk about EVE Online more because it's just kind of EVE Online. There's lots of interesting challenges with EVE Online. The Wizard's Cat is continuing to unfold. I spent a little bit of time with our new cat this morning, Cannoli. He seems to be calming down a little bit. I don't know if it's really the case or it's just that I'm getting used to his frenetic levels. Some geese off in the distance. My video watching. I watch video while I'm fixing dinner. I have a laptop set up in the kitchen, which is very handy, and the Bluetooth earbuds make it possible for me to listen to it over the noise of everything else that's happening in the house, and not be, you know, tethered to the computer. The downside, of course, is that I don't necessarily hear when things start boiling over. I have to kind of keep my wits about me, which is the basic problem to begin with. I realized as I was saying that just what a kind of a dumb thing it was. So yeah, 2 days in a row, here I am moving. I don't feel a benefit yet. I probably won't for a week. The temperature today is supposed to be in the 70s in December. Almost a mile high. This is problematic. The largest problem is the snowpack. Snowpack is running behind. It has been running behind for several years now. We can expect some drought in our future. I hope we do. I hope. Sounds stupid. But if the conditions get bad enough, the city will curtail lawn irrigation, watering, which will defang all of the homeowner association rules that say you have to keep your very water intensive Kentucky bluegrass to the best of your ability, which means you can't turn off your sprinklers. You have to run them. And the city jacks up the price of water during the sprinkling season. I thought when we moved out here, it's like, oh, that's cool. I've got an irrigation system for my lawn. How cool is that? The punchline is not very cool at all. It's stupidly expensive. absolutely required. The bluegrass does not stand up to the heat very well in the summer. This time of year, it's not too bad. You know, it gets up to 70. Okay, yeah, big deal. But there's no water. There's no moisture in the soil, except what you put in it. Now, this time of year, and we actually secured our sprinklers in October. So the only thing keeping it green is cussedness at this point. There's precious little water. There's cool at night, so that kind of keeps things under control. But, I'm looking around. There's a lot of yellow grass here. October's usually one of the snowiest months, and we didn't have snow in October. We had a couple of days, maybe, where we had snow for a while. That was it. There was virtually no snow in November. There's a couple of dustings, but not a measurable amount. I know a couple weeks ago, Denver was looking at historic number of days without snow. I don't know if that got short-circuited or not. Man, the sun is... It's December. I'm wearing a sweatshirt and a pullover polo shirt along with my jeans. And I'm looking for shade because where that sun is beating down, it's pretty warm. I'm not complaining. It's not oppressively warm. It's not like summertime when it feels like somebody put the broiler on high and you're standing in it. But the ambient is 50-ish. I think the official temperature is 43, but I don't think that's right. It was 50, 55, 56 outside my back door when I left. Morning. Okay, that's not a good sign. That's a little dog running around loose. Somebody got out. Still recording? Yes, okay. I have to be careful. This phone seems to be a little more sensitive to random touches. I try to keep it shut off, the screen off, which makes it not quite impervious, but almost impervious to touch. Oh yeah, okay, we're gonna turn here. So the wizard's cat. This is not the story I thought I was going to write. And I suspect it's because I really didn't have a good idea of what the Wizard's Cat was going to be about, other than it was going to be a cat that the wizard comes into contact with. And I had these weird ideas about who the cat was and where the cat came from and all this other stuff. And none of it makes any sense. When you see it on a page, none of it makes any sense, which is kind of problematic when you think about it. All right, I'm coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk poster. And so as a result, the cat is sort of a running theme through the story. And I'm not sure where exactly we're going with it. I think ultimately I just need to trust the story will unfold. I'm over 60,000 words into this book, so there's only so much more I want to get into. Because I really do want to get this thing put to bed so that I can get it to beta readers. So that I can get it back from beta readers and get it to Karen and then get it published. I also need to check on the audio files and find out what's going on with those. The audio for Tanith. But today's going to get eaten up by Sifra, I'm afraid. I'm going to get back in time to get some lunch. And then I have maybe a couple hours before I have to do the Sifra board meeting. I had Sifra yesterday afternoon too, so yesterday was budget, today is board. I can't really talk about anything that's going on there because it's not allowed. It's just the business of running the organization. Sometimes it's okay. Most days it's just, you gotta be kidding me. It's an interesting challenge. I keep trying to think of, if I were going to have a membership organization aimed at writers, not necessarily self-published writers, but writers, what would it look like? What would that organization do? The thing that I keep seeing is that organizations try to sort of pretend like they have enough clout that they could be some sort of meaningful intermediary in the wider scheme. And when you come right down to it, there really isn't anything you could do. Stuff was certainly not big enough. They certainly have completely insufficient clout. Author Guild is kind of dumb. Like, anybody's going to pay attention to them. Ally is another one, A-L-L-I. I don't even remember what that is. It's self-publishing. Self-publishing group. I keep looking at it going, why? Why? The one that makes any kind of sense at all is Novelist Inc. And that's kind of That's at the mercy of all of the bad actors. Morning. And there are just so many bad actors. It's just mind-boggling, the number of people who are either ignorant or willfully corrupt. It's and those people have a vested interest in setting themselves up as paragons, and so they take over organizations. They stand up and volunteer. They say they're going to do the work, and the work they do is to promote themselves. I say somebody on Twitter the other day posted something about, if you want to really help authors, promote somebody's work without promoting your own at the same time. Hold somebody up without claiming virtue by promoting your own work, because you're holding them up. And I see it all the time. There's a couple of people that do it every stinking time. Oh, hey, look at this great anthology. And, I have a short story in this other anthology, so you might want to look at that one too. Or, here's a great book. And I have one that's like it. How about just, here's this great book. Oh, and look, here's another great book. And here's somebody else that's doing some really interesting work with whatever it is. It's that kind of stuff that just, it drives me a little bit bonkers. Because then those are the same people who say, well, this doesn't really work. You know, I don't really get anything out of this. No, you dipshit. There's probably a reason for that. Stop doing it. Tried to find, there was a question in one of the Facebook groups I belong to. The guy who runs the group is a really nice guy. He's got some really interesting work out. And he keeps trying to figure out how to promote his books. And the one thing that he doesn't do is write more. Because he spent so much time trying to sell the books he has. Or trying to figure out ads. Or running blog tours. Or any of the other 300 things that you do to take up time, it doesn't really make that much difference when you compare it to publishing the next book. The question was, what's your largest selling? What book has sold the most, and how did it do it? And I really don't know. I suspect it's Quarter Share, because it's the oldest. It's had the most time to get sold. I did look up and find out that since I started publishing my own books in 2012, I've sold 235,000 books, ebooks. I sold 8,000 paperbacks. So anybody who tells me that the paperback market is an important aspect of sales, I just look at those numbers and go, oh, okay. For you, maybe. I don't know, what's 253 divided by 8? Almost 40? 40 to 1? Anyway, I also sold, I also had 115 million Patriot, which is just, it's just boggling. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.